Your Honor.
We'll be talking today about the issue of using baby wipes, or the truth of the matter, any type of wipes that has moist and liquid in it on Shabbos. Now, the truth is, this is part of what we're speaking about the last few weeks. This connects to the halachas of dosh. Dosh, as we learned, is the idea of squeezing out liquid from fruits, liquid from vegetables. Last week we focused on squeezing out or producing out liquids from ice and snow. And we want to get today to baby wipes. And baby wipes, just as a preview, is a controversial issue where poiskim, the Achrei poiskim, really argue from min hakotze lakotze, from one edge to another edge. Some hold that using baby wipes in Shabbos is an isur d'oraisa. It's so prohibited. It's also from the Torah. And some hold that using baby wipes on Shabbos is mutar l'chatchila. You can do it on Shabbos. So I want to go through the sugya, try just to verify a little bit for us, for ourselves, what's the source of this discussion, and try to see if we can get to some conclusion or some direction of how, but what we should do when using baby wipes. We'll start with the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Amud Aleph, in the top right page, top of the page, page 1. The Gemara says, second line, Hai misuchrayo denizayaso. What is misuchrayo denizayaso? Says Rashi, Begit korchim bebarzo chovishacheris. You have a barrel, pashas, a barrel of wine, and the bottom of the barrel, there's a hole. And in order to close the hole, to close the barrel, the barrel really refers to a, like you have in the sink, you have the
faucet
spout that comes out. And you close it up with this little piece of clothing, because the hole is not really aligned, and you need to seal it. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It says in Yom Tov, it really refers to Shabbos as well. It says Rashi, why? You may come to squeeze the beged, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. Tosis says over there, it's a very long Tosis, but in his words, Tosis says, gives us the key. What is the issue here of schita? You're going to squeeze the beged, you're going to squeeze that clothing that has in it the wine. And what's the problem with that? So Tosis says two options. The Bible is probably the two lines of Tosis says the idea. Says Tosis, Mikom kom also lischoy de chisochit lei mislaben habeged ktsas. Issue number one, nothing to do with what we spoke about the last 2 weeks, is the problem of libun. Libun is basically cleaning the clothing. You're not allowed to clean on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do washing on Shabbos. So you're cleaning the beged. You're putting liquid into the beged and you're cleaning it up. Number one. That's called that you're doing kibbutz. Oi, another option is stasis. Mishu mifarek. What's mifarek? Well, that's what we learned. Dosh, you're squeezing out liquid out of items. Kemoi soichet zeisim vanovim. Like squeezing grapes and olives. So Tosis says two options. What's going to be the problem? What is the issue with squeezing a beged, a clothing, with liquid? Either because you're cleaning the beged or because you're doing schita. Because you're doing dosh. Now, the Maaseh said, this is a big machlokes rishayim. How do we understand this gemara? So Tosis brings these two options. The Rashba and the Ran on Shabbos, they also go with these two options. And if you look at the Rashba says, Rashba on the left side of the page, the Rashba brings, I'm going to go into the middle, about 6-7 lines into the Rashba. The Rashba says, there's two types of squeezing. One because of cleaning, one because of squeezing. Right? And then says the Rashba following, you do it with water, usually cleaning, then you have a problem of washing. It doesn't matter, regardless what happens to the liquid afterwards. I'm cleaning the beged. Do I care if the water disappears or dissolves after I used it? No. As long as I clean the beged, I clean the beged. But skipping a few lines in the Rajma, going down, he says, that's Shitas Rajma, which we're not going to get into today. And then he says, towards the bottom of the Rajma, if it's not being lost, then you have the problem of the dush. You're squeezing out liquid from an item. That's what he says. Says the Rajba, the issue is, in dush, the only time you have a problem with dush, removing a liquid from an item, is only if the liquid remains. You have the liquid. Oh, you squeezed out liquid from an item. If you did not squeeze the liquid from an item, if you use it, but the liquid dissolved, you don't have it, then you don't have a problem. You have a problem only if the liquid remains. The Ran over here, right next to the Rajbo, he brings over here also the same similar idea. And he says, look at the top of the Ran. The Ran says, kosher, says the Ran. So it's like dash. That's what we're talking about. Dash is only when you need the liquid. Ryan said, I don't understand. This liquid is going away. Dosh is when you enjoy the liquid coming out of the item. But here you're not enjoying the liquid. Right? So that's where the Ryan goes in. It says, it brings then the Rabbi Nutan that you have your dosh and you have also Milaben. And then he goes on to say, and he ends in the end. Look at the last line of the Ran. The Ran says, "Shloimar, teina chrami demeraislu mitzer elamil kivan dekasochet demashkish deschit abem mitzer mederabon." So the Ran goes ahead and takes it one step further than the Rashba. The Rashba said that if I have the liquid remaining, then I have isur. If I don't have the liquid remaining, then it's not a prak by dosh. Comes the Ran and says, "No, even if the liquid does not remain, you still have an issue because of derabon." Derabon says, "Don't do schito." So the Ran takes it one stage ahead. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says no. The only issue you have when you squeeze a bag in your kid's clothing is not the issue of dosh, only the issue of melabin, of kibus, of cleaning the bag. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban says, Avakachoy loyma, kosoichet peros tolim lefarek, betzoch lamashki shuk yogeres. Dish is only with things that grow from the ground. Right? So says the Ramban, there's no issue of dosh, it's only an issue of cleaning. And so holds the Rambam. The Rambam, if you look below the Ramban, the Rambam in Perek Ten Mitzvot Shabbos says the following. The Rambam goes ahead and he speaks about different inyanim that you have with kibus. And he says, Amechabes godim, washing clothing, hariz it told us melaben, mechayev is iso melaben. Vasoichet es abeged, squeezing a clothing, achi yoytze amayim sheboy, hariz a mechabes, mechayev. What's the problem with squeezing, says the Rambam? Kibus. He does not mention the issue of dosh. He does not mention it. Shatzricha aschito mitzoche kibusi, it's part of cleaning clothing. And that's what Magen Mishnah brings right below. We're not going to see it inside now. That the Rambam is going like the Ramban. The Rambam goes in the same sheet that the Ramban had, that there's no dosh by clothing. One more Rambam just to see it. Look at the Rambam below the Magen Mishnah. In Perek Chav Beis Hilchos Shabbos is the Rambam. HaMechabes Chaya Mishum Milaben. Fa'asoich Eksus Chaya, when you squeeze a begin, Mishum Shu Mechabes. That's the reason. Don't come and close a type of barrel, a type of item that has a hole in it. Right? So the Rambam goes in and says, the issue over here is only a concept of libun, not the issue of dosh. On the paper? I have, okay. So, now, where is these halachas brought down in Torah Shulchan Aruch? Right? Where does it bring down? We're learning, the last 2 weeks, we're learning Siman Shin Chof in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Chav speaks about Schita. Schita speaks about Dosh. We learned in the beginning, squeezing fruits. The next part we learned was squeezing ice and snow. And the next part of the Tur Shulchan Aruch speaks about squeezing a beged. So the Beis Yosef right away says the Beis Yosef when he brings the halachas in the Torah, if you look below this Rambam, says the Beis Yosef a gavaldik thing. Alva bishi ikar isur schitas peris hu mishum dosh v'isur schitas beged mishum ichabes. There was nothing to do with each other. Fruits, the issue is dosh, squeezing fruits. Squeezing beged, according to the Rambam, is not dosh. What is it? It's an isur of mechabes, of cleaning. Where did the Rambam write it? So we saw two. But the Beis Yosef brings four places. Perek Ches, Perek Tes, Perek Chof Aleph, Perek Chof Beis. The Rambam in four different places says the isur of Schita of Kodim is not an isur of dosh, it's not an isur of squeezing, it's an isur of mechabes. So why did the Torah bring in the Simen Shin Chof, says the Beis Yosef? Kosov Rabbeinu with Simen Echol Mishum the shame Schita Achasi. So he says, yeah, you talk about schita. Speak about schita. So we talk about schita, we talk about squeezing. Now, why is it squeezing also? Is it also because it's dosh? Or it's also because it's mechabes? Well, then that's a different reason. That's because we're talking about squeezing, I'm going to speak about it in one second. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So right now, when the Beis Yosef brings it, it doesn't match whether he says anything different than the Rambam. But when you look at the Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom right side of the page, Shulchan Aruch goes ahead to say the Isser that we just learned about. Let's just see a few halachas inside. So he says, and the problem is the Gemara, so because we're running, we started late, so we're not going to see all the Gemara's inside, but we'll see the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Also, leave for Suda Pichavis, don't put a beggar on top of a barrel. Don't put a beggar on the barrel. Why? Shema Yavo Adischito. Maybe he's going to come to be Soichet. What's the issue to be Soichet? Looking for papers? No. What's the issue for the schita? You have an issue of schita. Meanwhile, we don't know if the Shulchan Aruch is telling us schita because of dosh or schita because of kibbutz. It could be either or right now. Sif tizayin, says the Shulchan Aruch. Also, la'adik muchi v'vipi yikpach. You can't take a beggar and stick it into the hole of a small pitcher. Shesh bo mashkim, mishu schita. Maybe we'll do schita over here. Okay? Svoig and mikan chibayim yeshbo beis achizo gzeh shame yisrit. So you're not allowed to use a svoig for what our purpose is. We're talking about instead of a sponge. Don't use it unless you have a way to hold it. Come to be soichet. Now says the Shulchan Aruch, see if you trust. Chavit shepoka koi bepkak shel pishton listoim nekev shebedofna. You have a barrel, you have a hole in the barrel, and you go in and you close up that hole. Shemoy tzibu ayayin. Yesh bimi shemati la'asiroi. Some hold, you can take it out. How is Vadi going to go ahead and squeeze out liquid? So it says the Shulchan Aruch Yosef. And now he goes into something which is not going to be a topic today. We're not going to go into it too much. Which has to do with psik reisha deloy nichale. Anything that I do, that I don't really want to do it, but it's happening anyway, and it's for sure going to happen, there's no way to avoid it, that's called psik reisha. Meaning, the words psik reisha means, in the Gemara, is when a person says, psik reisha v'lo yomus, he cuts off the head of the chicken, says, but I don't want it to die. I cut off the head, but I didn't want it to die. So it doesn't work. If you cut off the head, it will die. There's no other way around it. So psik reisha means you're cutting off the head. It's going to happen for sure. So here, when you take out the beggar from the barrel, you're definitely going to go in and squeeze. That's the Shulchan Aruch holds. Elama, it's lo nichalei. I don't want it to squeeze. I'm not interested in squeezing. It happens on purpose. It's not happening purposely. So here comes the Shulchan Aruch. And because of machlekes, if I have psik reisha, the lo nichalei, I have something that I'm doing that will definitely happen, but I'm not interested in it. Is it a problem or not? Machloek is the Aruch and other Rishayim. That's what Shulchan Aruch refers to over here. And that's what he's thinking about. But what does the Shulchan Aruch add? In order for this to be something, it needs to be that the liquid will get lost. If the liquid gets lost, is it an issue? If I squeeze and I have no liquid left, is it an issue of kibus or of dosh? Is it din milaben or din dosh? Which of the lachim does it belong to? Am I have a problem here because I'm squeezing or and liquid is coming out of the item, or the problem is because I'm cleaning the baguette?
There had to be some liquid left.
Why is the Shulchan Aruch ask needs the liquid to be left? Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, it says, I'm not enjoying it. Why am I not enjoying it? Because the liquid goes away. What do you mean? But I'm still doing kibus. So you see, in Mefarish, the Shulchan Aruch learns the reason. The issue over here is what? The issue is not because, I mean, not necessarily because of kibus, but because I definitely hold the issue of dosh. Either like the Rashba or like the Ran. The Rashba holds the dosh will be. He says even if the thing goes le'ibud, you still have the issue over here. The only question is it psik reisha de loy nichle? He says, if I'm not enjoying it, and that shows the loy nichle. So it comes to the issue here is dash. The issue is I'm taking out liquid over here. So I'm not enjoying it. The liquid goes away. So why is it a problem? Well, psik reisha loy nichle, going to that sugar, which we're not going to refer going today. But Why doesn't it refer to the problem that you're cleaning up the baguette? So you see that the Shulchan Aruch over here is going with the Shita, not like the Rambam. Because if you would go with the Rambam, if it disappears, if it dissolves, you don't have the issue anymore. There's no kamina, there's no difference. If you have liquid left, you don't have liquid left. The main issue is the baguette is cleaned up. So you see that the Shulchan Aruch goes with the issue of dash, and then he goes on to say. So just look at the Shulchan Aruch. So skip the parentheses. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Habsikreish do nichle umutor vecholku olav." That's the Aruch. They argue on him. But mudalga do nichle kevan the psikreish who also. But as the Shulchan Aruch, ve'aoylam ne'agim etar badov. There's still they say it's okay. The oylam says the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'esh tamei l'schus. Why? So he said, I'll tell you why, but Shabbaiza, Ruka, Chutzal, so the gas oil is mutter, be that a spike. Shetzel Besachiz, he says, not necessarily secretion. Secretion means it's vada gonna happen. Here, maybe they have a long handle, and therefore when they take it out, not sure they're gonna squeeze the bag and take out the liquid. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. And therefore he says, make sure there's no kli, and then you solve some of the problem. So Shulchan Aruch clearly says that you have your issue of dash when you squeeze out the baguette. Now, and that's also now that the Taz over here on the side, because I had to speak about what happens when you have some liquid that falls on the tablecloth. Can I go ahead and squeeze at the tablecloth and take out that liquid? So the Taz goes in and says, he says, you're not allowed to do that because of you have the issue of dosh. And then he says, what happens if it goes away? So we don't have time to go down into the whole discussion of the Taz, but the Taz learned in the Shulchan Aruch the same way we said, you have your issue of dosh and the squeezing, nothing to do with kibus, and therefore, and that's the issue the Shulchan Aruch refers to. Now, when we're going ahead to speak about baby wipes, let's go through what we just learned right now. There's two issues that you can have with squeezing. You can have the issue of kibus, and you have the issue of dosh. Does baby wipes, let's start with the first one. Does baby wipes have an issue of kibus? Cleaning.
Yeah.
Why? What are you cleaning?
Well, you're using it differently.
Yeah, but that's not kibus. Keep it only on clothing. I don't have no problem to wash my hands in shops.
Maybe the question is, what is a baby wipe? Is it real? Is it a bush?
Let's call it a baguette, or what I read. Let's call it an item.
I meant a baguette. Is it a baguette, or is it, what's the status?
I don't know if there's a difference. But it's some type of cloth, and the water comes out of it. Usually have your problem with kibus. Do you have a kibus over here or not? So that's, first of all, clearly no. Not you don't have an issue of kibus over here. Why not? So look at towards the bottom of the page, you have the Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, over there, Siv Tesi says, Avo Beget, it was trying three lines into the Shulchan Aruch. Beget Yeshav Lichluch, Osof L'Shach Shod, Zeo Kibusoy, Ekemarach Mitzav Zekav, Lohiv Derech Egisos. So first of all, if you have a Beget, you put it in water, you have a problem with Kibus. It says the Ramah, U Beget She'en Olav Lichluch, So first of all, if you have a bed that's not dirty, I don't have a problem with skita. Chur. I don't have a problem of kibus.
No, kibus is clean.
Not dirty. So with the baby wipes, when you start using it, it's still clean. Now, another thing you have, another answer. Right after that, the next seed for the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Haroichet yodon kenagum mekoyaz bezula simar amayin kifei choto kodim shikakir hamapo. So when you wash your hands, make sure you take out the water before you rub your hands. Says the Ramah, v'yeshikosu dein lochush lezeh, you don't call it a kibus. When I'm not doing it to clean, I'm doing it to make it dirty. I'm taking here my hands are wet, and I'm drying my hands now from water. What is my intention? To clean the beggar or to make the beggar dirty? I'm not cleaning now the beggar. There's no intention at all to clean it. Adirabba. The water on the hands is dirty. As you go to these places, a lot of places, some places they have these towels. Right after a while, you can't touch the towels. The towels become dirty. It's derech lichluch. Derech lichluch is not kibbutz, says the Rabbah. It brings some of that argument. When I'm cleaning the baby wipes, I'm doing derech lichluch over here. I'm not going ahead to clean the baby wipes. Other Rabbah, the time of usage is the time that I'm making the baby wipes as dirty as possible. So then, you don't have an issue over here. So Elama, so you don't the chur, you don't have your issue of kibus. You just have the chur, the issue of dosh. You're squeezing out water out from the baguette. Before we get to the dosh issue, just look at the Bir Halacha on the left side. We're not gonna go through the whole thing. But the Bir Halacha speaks about this. Different times, different ways they did it. How to clean a baby. So the Bir Halacha says the following. He says, start from the second line. So he goes to Yontif because he wants to speak about using hot water. So what do you do? So he says, in those days, what do they do? You would put beneath the baby, you put in, they call that was like a type of diaper. Put under that. You wash the baby, but underneath the baby, you put in some clothing. So here it says that with Bir Halacha, what about kibus? I'm going to be washing this diaper below the baby. Now he's not talking about squeezing the diaper. He's talking about washing the baby, putting the water on top of the baby, and then the water goes into the diaper and it's kibus. So he says, so then he goes on to say, I'm going to skip two lines over here, Yesh lo yatibu avin shayu avindalin, this is the diaper, is nikim chubasim, it's clean. Till there is shayne emim shu kibus. If it's already clean, you don't have a problem with kibus. So something which is clean already, like the baby wipes, when you start using, it's clean. And then he says, when I'm doing it, I'm not cleaning now to clean, I'm washing the baby's dirt. And then, so that, he goes on to say all the different times of the Torah. But the Bir Halacha speaks about specifically, when you clean a baby, it's the chur not a problem of kibus, and that will apply the same way to the baby wipes. It's not a problem of kibus, it's either it's already clean, or it's derech lichluch, or other things that he brings over here, and he's not intending to do it, he's divided, not intending to clean the baby wipes. You don't want to make the baby wipes clean and nice. That's not your intention. So that lechura is not a problem. So just where we're holding right now, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, that hold that there's no issue of dosh in baguette. The only issue you have with schita of a baguette, squeezing a baguette, is only because of kibus. Baby wipes is not an issue. So according to the Rambam and the Ramban, these are showing you have no problem to use baby wipes and Shabbos. But as we said, the Shulchan Aruch Pasha is not passing the Rambam and the Ramban. He's speaking about Schita. When you speak about Schita, about Dosh. And you speak about Dosh, you have a problem in Dosh. So here we're going to go on to the second page of the Shir. To go into the Achrayim. What does Achrayim say? Now, I'm going to start with let's start Baal Peh first of all. Many Achronim have a big issue to use baby wipes. And the reason is, baby wipes, again, you're squeezing. You want the water to come out of the baby wipes. Now, there were some that argue that no, you really don't really want the water in the baby wipes. You just take out the baby wipes from the box, it's already moist, full of liquid, you're not interested in squeezing the baby wipes. That's, first of all, very hard to say. First of all, you do want the liquid in the baby wipes. You're trying to rub off, especially if the baby's very dirty. You want to rub off, try to get out as much liquid as possible. That's what usually people do. And second, well, then depends on the baby wipes, right? Some baby wipes will be more moist, some will be less. Some you can squeeze, some not. So that's, you know, it's very hard to be generic about it. You have to go ahead, baby wipes, to see what it is. So let's see if there's any other way to solve it. But I'm not speaking about kibus. What about dush? Kibus, you're right. We have no issue of kibus. But what about dush? You're squeezing here something, bringing liquid out of an item. And that's the chore issue of dush. So how do you? What about that issue? So some points keep hold. It's an issue d'oraisa. Because you're doing mefarik. And if you hold, like the Rishayim that say that mefarik is an issue d'oraisa, so you're learning over here that squeezing here a liquid out of an item is an issue d'oraisa. If you look over here, just want to bring an example of what it says. The Nishma Shabbos. Nishma Shabbos is a Harfenis. And Harfenis says, what's very geshmak about the Sefer Shuas of Harfenis, first of all, he speaks about every question in the world that you can think about. And he brings you the answer right away in the beginning. Right away, he brings the Shaila, and he says the answer right away. And then he goes to explain himself. So many times you want to get to the end. So says Rav Harfenis, Ma'ul kanech tanim b'niyoros lochem ekrim baby wise. Can you use baby wise or not? Says Nishma Shabbos, also. That's right, and we'll get to this, what his solution is. That's what he says. The Cheshabes, who is the Rav Reuben, he brings that also. He has a whole shtickle called in the end of the Cheshabes Chalek Aleph, where he goes in to say that it's also, it's over Pasha, it's also. Right? He says, look, if you look at the Or Cheshabes and see in Siv Beis, Hayitzebe Anal, Av Godim Shem Beschisos of Shem Elab, and even if you don't have Libun, you don't have washing. So he has a problem with it. Skipping to the next paragraph. Even though you don't wash it, and you don't have the whole thing, skipping another line, you have a problem of squeezing. And you have a problem with dash. Now, So that's what he brings. And that's how many other places can say it. And also the Shevet HaLevi concludes. Oh, so before we get into the material, I'm going to go stage, now we go to one stage, a little more makel. Comes the Shevet HaLevi of Vosner and says, you know, I'm not so sure that you must squeeze. Maybe you can use baby wipes. Make sure not to squeeze. And then you have some moist above it. And if you don't squeeze it, l'chuya, no problem. Look at Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Chesim and Tess, in the middle of the page on the top. Just don't squeeze. You're not doing it. That's how he starts. But then he ends and it says, v'shubi iru orisi. Then people showed me. It's very hard to do it without squeezing. We'll give it to people and to women to use it. They're going to squeeze. If you squeeze, we have a problem. So he says they have to be machmir at shenayde shemitzur zishtalagam. So he says I would hold that if you don't squeeze, you should be okay. But it seems that you must squeeze. I don't know if you can avoid it. So therefore, he's not so sure about it. The Cheshavos of Reuben holds that it's impossible to avoid squeezing.
What?
Impossible to avoid squeezing. So that's why they're oisa. But if you look at the Shmuel Shabbos Kilchoso, it's written by Rav Neubert, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach went through it, the whole thing. He says the following. Yesh, look at the top on the left. Yesh mokoim la'akel la'kaneach tinoik la'kaneach or la'nagev saponim sa'adayim or for yourself, your face and hands, b'mchatos lochos. With wipes. Just to make sure not to squeeze. So the Shavzamin starts by saying, try not to squeeze. As long as you don't squeeze, you should be okay with that. That's what Rav Ozer says. Look at the Ha'ara, the footnote over here. So says Rav Neuvert, Shamati Mer Shom Zal Norbach. I heard this from Shom Zal Norbach. Now he says, if he's not going to squeeze it, that's where he wants to start. And then he goes in and says like this. Look at the third line in the footnote. Ach ef shaladum. Shigat im soichet uminage bechoizkal gabei tinek beluchloch. Even if you go in and you do, you squeeze it. Says the Shulman Zavin. The kevan shanir vehaniskot hakol oilech li'ibud. Everything that you're using, it gets lost. You're not going to enjoy it. What's left after 2 minutes that you clean the baby? The smell of the baby wipes. Sheinu mamish. If the ends of doing become a fire, sheisha bein, the shalom lachak is like a fire that stays for later, and therefore it is mutter. That's what he brings. That's what says the Rishon Zalman in the footnote. Says Rishon Zalman in the footnote. Shows in the footnote. If you go ahead and you squeeze the baby wipes, it's not a problem. Why not a problem? Because it doesn't remain. We saw le'el. When do you have a problem with dosh? Is only if you have a liquid that remains. Right? That's the difference between dosh and mechabes. Mechabes, I don't care what happens to the liquid. But dosh, I care. I need the liquid to stay there. So if I need the liquid to stay there, if now the liquid is not going, it's going in the ibud, then you do not have a issue. No, so 1 second. So that's what Shulman says. The only question you have to understand before just to have oral is how is this different than the case of Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says when you seich it and you don't have a kli in the banim, this abitrib sikrishi de loy nichle. Right? So why is this different? So this, I'll leave that question open right now. How do you answer Shulman Zalman with the Shulchan Aruch? But Shulman Zalman says if I'm not going to enjoy this liquid, I don't have a problem with dosh. All the chayim jump in Rosh Hashanah and says, "What are you talking about? Of course you can enjoy the liquid. You're enjoying it right now. I'm squeezing the baguette and enjoying the liquid. The fact I'm not going to enjoy it in a minute from now is like going ahead, I'm going to squeeze grapes and drink the grapes. So I'm not enjoying the liquid because the grapes, I don't have the liquid remaining. Yeah, but you squeeze the liquid and you enjoy the liquid. The fact that the liquid evaporates right away, who cares? You're enjoying the liquid. It's not going to the ibut. That's why everybody's attacking Rosh Hashanah. What does Rosh Hashanah mean? And if you look at the go back to the Orch Shabbos says Kishal din ze kanei maror shol zaman orvach shleita zatzal. See, he brings this he'ara that he brought over here, and he brought the whole thing, and then he ends. If he went the last line of the Orch Shabbos we see is Nolachah sheitzal for his dibe amun chesheru l'alam shalanu shoyer bezaleisur. Says the Rav Reuben. Says, no, I spoke to Shlomo Zalman and I convinced him otherwise and he changed his mind. Okay. That's what he says. Now, on the other hand, the Rosher Weiss, Michas Osher, he says that Shlomo Zalman did not change his mind. What is his raya? How do you know? He says, if you look at the Michas Osher on the right side of the page, look at the second column. He brings like we are nervous that Sheshamah Gers Orbach the Mutar Shem Chodesh Eli. I heard from Shlomo Zalman that you can use baby whites. They eat have nervous before night. I've never told me Sheshamah Sadvoim Zman Kotzol if they still Kusa Shemon or Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Right before Shlomo Zalman was nifter, he heard it from him again. They come Kach Shemati come Mitzad Chokam Muflug with his Eyak Rishas. I heard from a child from the Shlomo Zalman Orbach that that's he was Noig Heter. So. Yeah, one says Rosh Hashanah changed his mind, one says he didn't change his mind. What we have is what Rosh Hashanah wrote. Right? We have the actual tshuva, and he writes there is what. But the big pelon Rosh Hashanah, what do you mean I'm enjoying it? Of course you're enjoying it. So the chura, what is Rosh Hashanah referring to? That's what I'm trying to get to the answer. There is a difference when you're squeezing liquid, and you put the liquid aside. And then the liquid, you can enjoy right away, you can enjoy it for a month from now. Or a liquid is as you're squeezing it out, it right away disappears. That's the chiluk from the case that we said about grape juice and the squeezing of the baby wipes. But still, who says there's a difference? Okay, and right away it disappears. But still, I'm enjoying the liquid. Who says that if you're enjoying it while it disappears, while the liquid goes away, that should be a reason to consider this as a fire? So. I actually found this raya from the Minchas Asher. Minchas Asher Weiss brings to rest. That's now, by the way, the Minchas Asher has in Shuva four tshuvas to say why Beber is a mutter. And his main heter is not this heter. His main heter is to be relying on the fact that you don't really need You don't really squeeze it. You just use it as it is. That's how he goes, and that's what many disagree with him, depends which librarians you have. And that's, I'm not even going to that. I'm going to, when he goes to explain Rosh Hashanah Mazal, says the Mechazosh, it brings the following riot. The Gemara in Shabbos, and we're going to be ending in a few minutes. The Gemara in Shabbos, Davnun on the base, says the following. Paul Minim Avishashis. It's in the middle of the page, this second page. Mal Lif Soya Zaysi Mishabbos. Can you squeeze olives in Shabbos? If you remember, two shurim ago, olives is the worst things to squeeze, right? Olives and grapes. That's the one which is Isur D'oraisa, Kula Olam, no question. Can you do that in Shabbos? What are you going to do with that? Why are you squeezing it? So Rashi says one shot. Other Rishayim say, you know why he's squeezing it? Because you want to use the liquid to clean your face. Are you allowed to do it even in the weekday? Right? It's absolutely, you're going to lose, you're ruining the food. And then the Gemara goes on, and then the Gemara says that you could use food for your own purposes, and the Gemara continues to speak about the concept of a man becoming nice and beautiful and cleaning himself. Says the Ritva, look at the bottom of the Ritva, right below the Gemara, says the Ritva. He's squeezing the olives because he wants to create this liquid called the soap, who he's going to wash his face and hands. When Meshuva starts to say, I came to the day, the main problem is he moving up his hair from his body, which is not the, we're not going to enter that. Says the Ritva, one second, what about Schita? Ava Meshuva Schita, Leiko, says the Ritva, there's no Schita when I'm squeezing the olives to take out the liquid. Why not? Shein Tzorich Lemeyem Vehoylech Leibut. I don't enjoy the liquid. The liquid goes away, disappears. I'm not enjoying it. What are you enjoying? You're using the liquid to wash your face. Of course you're enjoying it. So you see here the Rav Yishol Zalman. Yeah, you enjoy it. As the liquid goes away, you're enjoying it. But when the thing is going away as you're using it, meaning you're not taking out the liquid and then you'll use it at a different time. The liquid, as it goes out, it disappears, it's gone, and while it's going out, it disappears, it's gone. That's when you're using it, that's when you're enjoying it, that's still considered to be a hefset. And the Chassid brings another rav for Chassid Sefer.
Considered to be a
hefset? Hefset. You're losing it. And the Chassid Sefer in your Yeridah brings a question, when you're lighting a candle, what's the use of lighting a candle? The Gemara says in many places, Havara. I said, why it's only Havara? What about Mevashal? You're cooking here, he says that the wax. You're cooking. Why don't I have a mevashel over here? So it says because the wax is going le'ibud. You're not enjoying it, but you're doing as you're doing it, as you're going. So you can say maybe nobody's enjoying the thing itself. The Chassosh brings another rayu, the things as they go away, when something disappears and you enjoy it while it's disappearing, that's considered to be going le'ibud. Says the Shlomo Zalman, when it goes le'ibud, like the baby wipes, then you don't have an issue of dosh.
What if you had a tissue, let's say you wet the tissue and you also used it to clean the baby?
Same issue would be. Same issue.
But you'd be throwing that tissue away.
That's the same idea. Says the Shlomo Zalman, it's a problem. The Shlomo Zalman should not be a problem, but the other is a problem. Now, there is also a Gris Moshe speaks about using, taking a, that's what I brought over here, we don't have time to go into it. He wants to speak about washing a beged, taking a cloth with water to clean the table. And he wants to say that's mutter. And then one of the rice that Shlomo Zalman himself brings is the Shut Har Tzvi, who is the Tzvi Pesach Frank. That he goes in, he wants to say that maybe when squeezing out a paper is not considered to be schita. Question if it applies does it apply to baby wipes or not? So there's a lot more to expand about over here. But what I want to conclude is the following. Rosh Hashanah Zamen, the way the Shur Shabbos, the Kilchoser brings it, and it's clear the Rosh Hashanah Zamen read the Shur Shabbos, read every paragraph of the Shur Shabbos. Not only that, when Reuven speaks about it, he says that Rosh Hashanah Zamen showed him what he wrote in Shur Shabbos. If you look at over here. Here he says you could use baby wipes. That's what Rosh Hashanah Zamen says. So there is a Shlomo Zalman to be Soymichon, if it's too difficult. Now, I actually heard the first time this solution from my brother Harav Chanech Doiv. My brother is a chashuv from Mechachim in Eretz Yisrael. And he told me the solution. And then I spoke to Rabbi Stern, and in the Echal David told me he had the same idea. And actually, Rabbi Rubin comes out with his later booklets. He mentioned this idea as well, but he disagrees with it. And the idea is, if you put water on the baby, so now I have no need to squeeze the baby wipes. The whole problem is, when I squeeze the baby wipes, I want the liquid to come out. But if I have already water on the baby, so what I did is you take this spray, a cleaning spray, you put it on the baby, this cleaning spray. So you already have the liquid. I don't need any more the liquid of the baby wipes. I just want the baby wipes to be used as a cloth. Or if I don't have the spray, I just take some water from the sink, and I wash the baby a little bit, so I already have the water. So I have no intention anymore to squeeze I don't need the liquid to be squeezed out of the baby wipes. So if Reuben himself holds, no. It's secretion, you're definitely going to squeeze, regardless of what you're going to do, you're going to squeeze. You can't get out of it. But one could argue and say, like the Ravozda says, that if you're not squeezing baby wipes, it's not a problem. That was also Shlomo Shmuel Shabbos and Tops. Says if you're not squeezing baby wipes, it's not a problem. Elamai says it's very hard to avoid not squeezing because you want to squeeze. So go ahead and put it in the liquid, and then you're not really intending to do it. And then maybe you could argue a room and say it's not a secretion. It's not for sure you're going to squeeze, like the Rav Asher Weiss wants to say, like a Shlomo, like a Vosner, and immediately you solve all the problems. You're using the wipes without any intention to squeeze. So even if it comes out that you do squeeze, it's not a problem. But once again, Shlomo Zalman himself brings that using the wipes directly is not an issue, even if you squeeze it. If one, a Yerushalayim, wants to be machmir, to go with all the shittas achrayim that hold, that using baby wipes is a problem, if you use a spray or some water, some liquid on the baby, before using the baby wipes, which is an easy solution, you can have a little water on the side, just put it on it, so then you solve the problem, go to most places, even though there's something still machmir, like a Reuben, but then you can use the baby wipes without any problem, and the chur, that should be a way to solve this issue.
Right. Okay.
I use baby wipes. I know this stuff that comes out of them.
Let me just